Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local law enforcement officer will be retiring soon. Let's go in-depth with Senior Officer Tim Donaldson with the Pella Police Department. Officer Donaldson, where are you from?
Originally, I was born in Newport, Rhode Island. My dad was military, so we moved around quite a bit. He spent 2 years in Vietnam, so we moved when he got stationed elsewhere. I graduated high school just north of San Antonio, Texas.
Okay, so it took you all over, lots of experience, different people, different places.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And then after high school, what'd you do?
Basically, I have a sister that lived in Eddyville. So I graduated high school and come up and visit with her. And my brother-in-law put me to work. And I had to go to work at used to be Chamberlain Manufacturing in Albion. Mm-hmm. And that's where I met my wife and got married and been here ever since.
What was your route to law enforcement?
None. I'm a first-generation law enforcement. But it's just something that I wanted to do all my life. I grew up, one of my favorite shows was Adam 12. So I grew up wanting to be an officer.
Just by watching Adam 12?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because they were pretty cool. I'm forgetting their names.
Reed and Malloy.
Reed and Malloy.
I can't remember the first names.
But like one was a tall, younger cop, and then the other one was sort of a wisecracking older cop?
Yes.
Yep. So who did you want to be more like?
Either of them.
Didn't matter?
It didn't matter.
And one of them was just like real straight-laced, and the other mm-hmm. was just not yeah. so much, just had more fun, and together...
They had fun. They did a lot of things that I thought were interesting, a lot of police work, helped a lot of people. And of course, Pella's not like Los Angeles, so,
right.
you know, they had a lot more experiences than I ever dreamed of. So
was Pella PD your first stop?
My first and only.
And how many years ago was that?
I started May 1st of 1995, so I'm almost finishing up my year 27.
Well, and you're going to retire soon.
I'm going to retire October 31st.
It doesn't really happen anymore where people spend their whole career in any field, but in police work, it doesn't happen that much, does it?
No, but Pella is a very good town to work in and retire from. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed my time here. Thankful for it.
More in depth after this.
Continued my conversation with Senior Officer Tim Donaldson with the Pella Police Department. Do you remember why you picked Pella? Just there was an opening, or
I was working at Pella Corp at the time, and we actually lived in Oskaloosa, so I wanted to stay in this area. And Chief Gene Voss gave me a call, and I said, "Yes, I will take the job." So.
Just gave you a call out of the blue. They knew you before?
No, I applied.
You applied, okay.
And went through the testing process, and I believe it was in mid-April. He gave me a call, April of 95, and I told him, well, I got to give Pella Corp my 2-week notice, so May 1, I started here.
Wow, your whole life. Just imagine how different it would have been if you'd have stayed at Pella Corp.
Yep.
Real different.
That fork in the road, I went this way. Yep.
And you glad you did?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a lifelong dream. So I'm glad I did.
Do you remember your first day in uniform?
I remember my first call I went on, but I wasn't in uniform because I hadn't been issued one yet. I was riding with Officer David Orr, and we got called a young man that got hit by a car up in Park Lane.
So describe the emotions that you're...
I thought, wow. This is what I'm getting into. The boy was hurt. Well, he had a broken leg. But just to see that, but to experience the emergency equipment getting there, the ambulance getting there, the police officers getting there, and just to help out. And I thought, this is what I want to do.
I'm thinking you probably stood back a little bit.
I stood back because, like I said, I was not in uniform, but I was told just to observe, and I did.
What'd you learn?
I learned basic first aid, how to take care of them, talking to the young man to keep him calm, and just watched the ambulance people, and how they handled it, how they talked to him, and took him away. It was quite interesting.
And so that you've got that memory pretty much seared, mm-hmm. don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And so then when you got in a uniform, what was that like?
It was awful. I was awful proud to finally get a uniform and be a part of an organization that is dedicated to trying to make the city a better place for all of us to live in, for my family, for my friends, for everybody, a safer place, a better place. I felt a little proud, and I felt a sense of accomplishment. I was a little bit older. I was 35 when I put the uniform on for the first time. So I'm glad it worked out.
Did it sort of feel like, you know, I imagine how, like when Superman puts on his cape.
Well, I honestly don't remember any Superman attitude, but I just remember thinking, wow, I got a badge, you know, and patches on my shoulder, and I drive a police car.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat.
Well, but there's two ways you can go with that feeling. Mm-hmm. One of them is, hey, I've got all this power, I'm going to use it, or I have all this responsibility that comes with this power, and that's mm-hmm. I've got to think about how I'm going to use it.
You cannot let any job, especially this one, go to your head. You have to realize what the job is, what you're doing, and I'm responsible for a lot of things, like you said, and to boast about it would be wrong. I would expect to be talked to about something like that, but I didn't get into it so I can strut around. I got into it so that I can make a difference.
Have you ever been scared?
Many times. I've seen some sights in this job that I never dreamed I would see. Suicides right in front of me. People who are deceased that have been deceased for a couple weeks, you know. Going into a building, finding an open door and going into that building late at night and it's dark and you don't know what's around the next corner. Going to a domestic situation where you know one of them is drunk or at least very, very angry and you don't know what you're getting into. There's times but you can't let that scare you off. You gotta know what your job is, and you got to be professional about it and just do it.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Senior Officer Tim Donaldson with the Pella Police Department. You've got your weapon, you got your taser, you've got the badge, the authority, but at the same time, you're very vulnerable as a police officer.
You can be. But once again, the city of Pella, I feel, doesn't have the crime that a bigger city does. So officer presence says a lot and does a lot. That alone does a lot. I have never been attacked, never been... I've been pushed, I've been kicked, but that was once or twice, you know, but I've never had to fight anybody off, never been attacked or anything like that. And I contributed that to, like I said, the city of Pella itself. It's a calmer, quieter town, unlike Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, you know. I don't know if I would fit in up there. because I'm a little calmer demeanor.
Now, one of the hard parts to me would seem to be when people want to argue with you mm-hmm. about a particular outcome. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to argue. I'm not a very good person mm-hmm. at arguing. Mm-hmm. That must be tough.
It can be, but you got to remember I have the law on my side. My job is not to argue with people. My job is to inform them what I can and can't do according to what the law says I can do. A lot of times it's a civil issue, and we explain to them, you know, if you can't work it out, that's what the courts are for.
So. And you're telling them that when you're putting them in handcuffs?
Civil issues, I don't worry about handcuffs. But a criminal issue, they want to argue and fight with me or resist, I am authorized to step it up one little notch at a time to overcome that resistance. So if they want to, you know, as I'm putting handcuffs on them, if they want to try to twist away, I stop them from twisting away and get the handcuffs on. Usually I have a partner with me that helps out. So a resistance usually doesn't last very long.
I don't want to ask you your toughest call. I want to know, what are the hard calls?
The hard calls, honestly, are the domestics, because when families fight, there's a lot of innocent people get hurt, especially kids, and I hate to see that. I hate to see a relationship, husband-wife relationship, break up or get to the point where a police officer has to be called to settle them down. That's not necessary. I would rather see them get counseling and work things out that way. But domestics are very difficult to deal with. Those are probably the worst one, I would say. The ones I really don't like to go on.
Sometimes do you get the wife and the husband, or boyfriend and girlfriend both yelling at you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to be careful, because when they find out one of them could be going to jail, they turn on you. Mm-hmm. You know, then I'm the bad guy. I've had them start yelling at me when I tell them, well, he's going to jail. She gets mad because he's going to jail. It's out of my hands, because Iowa law says one of them has to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the one that isn't going is probably thinking about how much this is going to cost him.
They probably get woke up as to what's going on and what it's going to cost, both in financially, you know, court costs. Usually there's a no contact order issued, so,
right.
You know, they can't talk or be around each other.
Do you remember your best call?
I didn't think of that one.
The one where you went home feeling, I really made a difference today. I'm sure there's a lot of them, but there's one best one, or one you can share.
One, probably my favorite one is, I don't know if it's a call, but I went to the school to help a third grade class out. They had a project, it was a whodunit class project, and it went on for a week. And I went to the school to help them out and guide them through fingerprinting and asking questions and everything. And at the end of the week, the teacher and the kids they had a ball. And it just made me glad I was a part of it, you know, and just to help them out and teach them and be with those kids. Things like that is what I really enjoy, to see somebody happy after I walk away. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, and especially anything with kids. And
oh, yeah.
And those kids could be grown men and women now.
They probably are.
Yeah.
I've been here long enough that they probably are.
So any last thoughts you'd like to share with the people of Pella? I mean, you're going to be around for a while, but share mm-hmm. some thoughts with them. What would you like to tell them?
Probably my biggest thing is how much not only I and the chief and all the other officers, we really, really appreciate the support that we get here from the people. I hear comments many times, not every day, but many times, thank you for your service, thank you for what you do. And that means a lot to not only me, but to every one of us officers. They'll bring us treats, donuts, okay. and simple things like that, just to show appreciation towards us. That makes us all feel like we're accomplishing something, making a difference, and helping out everybody. That warms our hearts.
Thanks to Senior Officer Tim Donaldson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.